Now let's move on to our queen candidates for 2025. A couple of wonderful young women. We are joined by Olivia Call. Olivia, hello.
Hi.
And Taryn Torsney.
Yes.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for coming in. So you are both trying to become the queen of Czech Days in Tabor. Tell me it's a friendly competition.
Yes, very friendly.
Okay. Yes, definitely.
Were you guys friends before this started?
Yes. So we are in the same class in high school. We are just going to be seniors this year.
You're going to be seniors now in the fall.
Yep.
And how does one get to be a queen candidate, Olivia? What do you do? Do you have to apply? Do you get encouraged to apply, nominated? How does it work?
So we filled out an application and it just asks your family, your heritage, your hobbies, your interests and stuff. And then whoever fills out an application, you get to basically become a candidate. We don't have that many girls running. So if you fill one out, you're pretty much likely to become one.
Yeah. Olivia, tell me about your family.
So my heritage is from the southern Bohemian region in Czechoslovakia. So then they came over and they settled in and around Tabor, kind of in the Utica area. That was all on my mom's side. And then my dad's side, I am a call, and we are mainly around Springfield and Tyndall.
And are you in the band? Are you in the call band?
I am not in the band.
No, not even like the tambourine or something?
I can keep a beat, but okay. Not much more.
And Taryn, I'd like to hear about your family.
My family originated in Bohemia, just north of Prague, in a city called Melnik. They settled in Tabor around like 1860s, I think. And they just have settled here and started a family.
I find it interesting when I ask you each about your families that you go immediately to the heritage. Is that something that you're taught or encouraged to do? Because I don't think many people can answer like that.
Yes. Yes. Heritage is a very important part of Czech Days, and we just always try and include that in anything we talk about.
Olivia, what do you want in life? What are you looking for as you become a senior and start looking down the road? What's your plan?
I want to become a teacher. So as a kid, I needed some extra help in school, so I just want to give back and try to do the same for kids too.
And Taryn?
I actually don't really know what I want to do, so I'm going to go into the military. I'm thinking active army as of right now. And kind of just work through it and figure out what I want to do from there.
If you win queen, I wonder if they'll let you wear that crown when you are in service in the military.
I don't think
probably
so.
Probably not. Olivia, what would you tell someone that's never been to Czech Days before? What the experience will be like if they come on over?
You'll feel like you're right at home. There is so many people that come, and half the time I don't know any of the people I see, but they always look like they're having a great time. They always find people, you always find connections, and it's just something that you'll remember.
Taryn, what are you proud of when it comes to Czech Days that your community does?
I'm so proud of the heritage and the family and the traditions that come together to make it all possible. There are so many people that help out for Czech Days, and just the environment is very positive with so many people from so many different places all coming together.
Olivia, can you tell me why Taryn would be a great queen for Czech Days?
She is involved in so much stuff, and I have not met a person that Taryn cannot go up and say hi to. She can keep a conversation, and it's just, I always have so much fun when I'm around her. I always find myself laughing even at the littlest things.
When you go your separate ways, do you think you'll stay connected for life, not just as friends, but queen candidates for this celebration?
I hope we do, because this experience, like, honestly, I wouldn't have it any other way.
Taryn, same question. Why would Olivia Call be a great queen for Tabor Czech Days?
She is so confident in everything that she does. She always makes the best of any situation, and she's just always a smile in the dark of any crowd. That can be just so not fun. And she just is the smile and brings your day to life. I just wish that we both can continue to be and stay friends, and that this doesn't change our relationship.
Tell me when the actual crowning is, what night that is, what time that is, and when people can take that in.
It is Saturday night at 8:00.
Mm-hmm. Right after the Best of the Dancers.
Best wishes to the both of you. Just a joy to visit with you. I hope you have a great Czech Days.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And let's just wrap it up with the 2022 Queen, Druhana again, the program and pageant coordinator. You got to be super excited. What a great crew you brought over.
Yes, we are very excited with the group that we have, both the current reigning royalty and then the future royalty. I just want to commend all of them for all their great work that they've done. We're super excited for both Gracie and the current prince and princess, and then for the candidates who will be vying for the title.
But this whole thing isn't just limited to a weekend. You folks really stay active all year round with other things.
We do. The royalty attends close to 20 events per year. They can do a little bit more than that if they would like, but they travel all across the state and sometimes even the country.
Have a great weekend in Tabor. Thanks for coordinating this. All the best, and look forward to more visits down the road.
Yes, thank you for having us.
Good news story of the day coming up next on Totally Yankton.